Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some areas of fog to start out again this morning. Otherwise, sunshine and warm temperatures yet again will reach well into the 80s. A sea breeze will kick in eventually, but for a good part of the day, an offshore wind out of the west and southwest. So temperatures get into the 80s at the intracoastal and the beaches before dropping off a little bit and then back down into low to mid 60s tonight with once again some late night fog. Now, of course, we need some rain. The pollen counts are high. The oak pollen remains high. It's uncomfortable. Rain to give us some temporary relief, not to mention we just need water in the ground. It's this time of year, especially as we head toward the peak of the wildfire season. And a weak front will move into the area tomorrow with an isolated to widely scattered shower. But I'm afraid this will not be the kind of frontal system that brings us any rainfall that's widespread or real significant. So there's a slight little change here for midweek, but not much. Temperatures ahead of that front tomorrow will still reach the mid to upper 80s. And then on Thursday, that weak front sort of settles across the area and weakens. Temperatures will be still reaching the low to mid 80s on Thursday, but a little bit lower than what we'll have today and tomorrow, and especially noticeable at the beaches and the intercoastal, where an onshore east wind will keep temperatures a little bit cooler. But that's ahead of what looks to be a late winter, early spring, really early spring heat wave on Friday and Saturday. Temperatures will soar, reaching the upper 80s on Friday. The record is 89, set back in 1991. We should be very close. And then a very hot Saturday. Right now I'm forecasting 92. A couple of things on that. First of all, it would easily break the record for the date of 89, set back in 2009. But most importantly, it'd be the hottest March day on record, which is 91 degrees. So it will be a hot start to the weekend. And all indications are that that continues into Sunday. However, there are hints. There are indications of perhaps a somewhat significant weather system for the middle of next week. So by then, it's already April. But the first few days of April may have a couple of days with some decent rainfall, we can hope anyway, with decent coverage of rainfall. That's still a good 7 to 8 days away. So there's time for things to change and evolve on this. But if I'm looking for some system that has much chance for rain, we're certainly waiting in through the next week or so, or at least next 6 days, but by the middle of next week, potentially rainfall of perhaps more consequence, which would be really some good news. In the meantime, we stay unseasonably warm. Ought to be in the mid-70s this time of year. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.